We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. Well, you said at the beginning it would be unfiltered, Randy.
Yeah. What? You didn't say that wrong?
Yes, it has. Depends.
Like, I was talking about armpits and legs. I don't know what
that
is. Or hair.
That's what I was talking about too. Exactly the same thing. We're on the same page.
You know, I got you back, man. All right, it's going to take at least another. It'll take at least a week for them to terminate us. So I mean, you cool, man?
Are you sure about that? How do you know? What do you mean a week?
I don't know. I don't.
We got a meeting after the show today at 2:00. Like, as soon as the show's over, we have a meeting. I don't know. Those meetings are generally positive. I want it to stay.
Yeah, they are. But I'm telling you what, Winnie just put me on this Instacart, dog.
Yeah.
I ain't never leaving the house. Ever.
Right. You really don't have to. Like, if you don't want to, and I know you don't, you can pretty much have anything done, delivered to your house that you need. Like, you've got the studio in the house now, so you don't have to go back to the studio, and who knows if any of us are going back to the studio anytime soon. We've been doing this for a couple months now, just, you know, because of the risk of going out and being in public and all that kind of stuff. If you can minimize it. Here's the one thing you have to do, though, and I don't doubt that you will do this because you are a wonderful, caring, charitable individual. You got to make sure you tip the people right. Because
if
you're doing it partially to take the risk of going to the grocery store out, they're doing it. They're going to the grocery store. So you got to tip them. You got to tip them good.
Oh, no doubt about that. You know, I would always – I told you, it was so crazy. This is how my children think. And so Friday night, we have pizza. Having pizza, order pizza for them, everything. And so I pay with my card, but I'm going to give a cash tip to the driver. All right. So while I'm giving them the cash tip, I'm going to go – I had to do something outside. So I went out back, and I was like – and usually there's a – whenever the pizza, you know, where they say special instructions, they always come to the side, especially in the summertime. They bring it to the backyard because that's where we usually are. But I was like, I don't want y'all to come. I'm chilling. So I pay for it, give them the money. I told you, right? He's talking about something. You going to give them all this? Yeah.
Wait, who?
Isaiah. You going to give them all this?
Okay.
Like, yeah. I said, here's the tip. No, that's exactly what I said. I said, I already paid for it. Here's the tip.
Okay.
And he was like, you going to give them all that? I was like, yeah. Oh. And but
he thought it was too much?
Yes. Unbeknownst to me, dog. So I'm like, hold on. So I'm like, did you give him the money? He's like, yeah. I was like, all of it? Like, how much you take out? Like, he took the money away from the man, dog. That's why I'm like, that's just leave the tip. I don't like leaving tips over the phone. I don't like, if I'm going to tip you, if I pay you my card, I got the cash for you. Unless I
Isaiah taxed the pizza guy for being the middleman on the tip.
Yes, yeah, he did.
He took his cut. That's amazing. Yes,
that's basically what he did. I was like, hold on, what you doing? What? Oh, my God. I tell you, boy. But, yeah, this Instacart, I mean, I've already told you, and I'm sure that, you know, Reggie, he likes to listen to our show, Sean, and I know Rick Caffey. They're going to have to come get me. We know that. And now that I get to shop from home, all I got to do is find a way to get my barber here, and I'll never leave.
Well, I mean, I think you probably could. You probably have to pay him a little more, but I'm sure he'd make a house call. Yeah, I got to pay him a little
bit more. But because y'all already know that they deliver liquor to. Why do I got to go somewhere, man?
You don't.
I don't, man.
You don't. You don't have to go anywhere. Like, you really don't have to go anywhere.
And if this Instacart thing work as good as y'all say it does, man.
Yeah, your life has changed.
Hey, coming back.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, as for the haircut thing, I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Still over here looking just as raggedy as can be. Appreciated all the comments from everybody. on Twitter after the picture that you posted and the picture that Jarvis posted over the weekend when we played golf on Friday. One person said I look like a 60-year-old woman, which was pretty funny. Homeless Jim Carrey, still my favorite insult that I got from the picture that you posted. But my wife, very adamant about the information that she gained on the YouTube video that she watched. So I think we're going to go for it. I think we're going to give her a shot tonight with the old clippers and scissors and see if she can't do something about what's going on top of my head.
All right, so this is what I need you to do, okay? Because I don't like when people pick on you. It's funny, but I don't like when I know that funny. And nobody
it's
means
all
it.
It's all in good fun.
I still don't like it. But
appreciate that.
I need you to do this for me.
Okay.
Once it's cut, send the picture to me first, okay? All right.
Okay.
Make sure you send it to me first so I can be like, nah, Andy, I wouldn't show nobody that. You know, because I don't want you to be out there like that, man. I'm not saying that your lovely wife Ashley can't cut the hair. I mean, and she's bright, she's smart, and I'm sure she could follow the YouTube video and all that. I get it. But just let us pre-approve it, okay? And
Wendy's texting talking discussion.
About. And here's Wendy talking about send it to us. See, I don't trust Wendy with posting videos because Wendy going to put you all out there.
You think Wendy's got all of our best intentions at mind. Man,
did you see?
I'm not sending it to Brian. Brian will be drunk by the time the picture gets taken. So Brian's out. Sorry, Brian's on vacation. He's out. I'll send it to you and Wendy. You guys can give me input on whether or not we should post the video.
Now we got hold on. Once you do that, then me and Wendy, we need to have a discussion, just me and you, to decide what to do.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be the one responsible for the backlash that you're going to get if your wife jack up your head.
We did like a little, it was almost like a job interview last night because she was really pitching me on what she had learned from the video. She was running through everything that she had heard. And I was like, well, what like previous job experience do you have that makes you think that you would be good at cutting hair? Because she never cut anybody's hair before. And her response was, I've never been a mom before. Do you think I'm going to be a bad mom? It was a very aggressive and well-played comment. I said, no, of course I don't think any of that.
Hold on. Try Instacart Express for 2 weeks. Free delivery on all orders over $35. Reduced service. Save a $99 a year after trial. So I got to only use it for 2 weeks for free?
Yeah, and then, I don't know, then there's delivery charges maybe, but there's always deals going on.
Hey, man, all I can do was some damn mushrooms.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Should I try it?
Yeah, do it. Sign up. Do it.
Okay.
Get it. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Let me think about it.
All right.
We're going No Huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go! Set!
All right, NFL No Huddle, brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. The big NFL news today, obviously, Patrick Mahomes getting the biggest contract in sports history. In the history of sports, this is the most anyone's ever been paid. Here's Tom Pelissero breaking it down.
The short version of it is this. Patrick Mahomes gets $450 million in so-called new money over a 10-year extension. He also had 2 years and about $28 million left on his rookie contract. And there are $25 million in incentives tied to winning the MVP and reaching the Super Bowl starting in the 2022 season. That's how you get to that maximum $503 million number. But there's some other interesting aspects of this deal. Among them, there are guarantee mechanisms, basically rolling guarantees, in which more or less the entire deal is conditionally guaranteed. If he is on the roster by a certain date, then he's guaranteed his base salary the following year. If he's on the roster by a certain date, he's guaranteed a large roster bonus in that year. And there are some huge roster bonuses in this deal, including, and I am not misquoting this, a $49.4 million roster bonus due in April of 2026.
Yeah, that's kind of the revolutionary part of it, is the guaranteed money doesn't go away. As long as Patrick Mahomes is on the roster by a certain date leading into the next season. So
it usually be
as the contract
I think it's after the third day of the league year. I think that's when it is, if I'm not mistaken.
If he's on the roster after the third day of the league year, then his money for that year and the next year is guaranteed, which is just
crazy.
Very un-NFL-like.
So crazy.
Yeah, and now the $503 million number, I guess, is if you're going to be that guy. And there's a lot of that guy out there. If you're going to be that guy and nitpick the ins and outs of the deal. That's the number that's probably the most misleading. In order for him to get $503 million, A, he'd have to stay on the contract for the life of it, which is unlikely. B, he'd have to win the MVP in the Super Bowl like every year in order to get all that max money. So that's unlikely as well. The reality is, or the likelihood is, by that 2027 year that Tom Pelissero was talking about, based on other quarterback contracts, based on what is probable to happen with the salary cap, with the new TV money or the new broadcast money, the gambling rights money, it's pretty likely that by that time, Patrick Mahomes' annual contract won't be the biggest in the NFL, and then he'll go back to the bargaining table and get another bigger contract and become even richer than he already is today. But it's a great contract for him. And for anybody trying to poke holes in it for whatever reason, I don't understand why you would do that. Patrick Mahomes got a revolutionary contract yesterday.
But I told you, hate on D's, all right? All right? It's always them dudes, all right? The man got more money than you. How about that?
That's a fact.
Congratulations to him and everything. And it's a contract that was a no-brainer, a contract that you're hearing that the Chiefs started talking about after his first practice in minicamp. Like, yeah. You know, I think
we're
going
to have to set some money aside for this guy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking that that's what they were looking at. And to compare it to, like, the next in line, he just blew it out the water. Because I don't think, unless Deshaun or Dak or maybe even Trevor Lawrence, when he comes in and he's special like Patrick Mahomes has been, will get anywhere near that. Unless they do, like, the 10-year deal or something like that. And we know for a fact Dak doesn't want a 10-year deal. We don't know what Deshaun wants. But the thing with it is, it just seems like him and the Chiefs culture go hand in hand together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like they're a perfect match. Deshaun Watson, they love him in Texas. They love him in Houston. But it's him and Bill O'Brien. Is Bill going to keep his job? Because Bill, the GM, ain't doing Bill, the head coach, no favors.
No.
You know, so who knows with that? But Deshaun's going to get his money. We know that. Is it going to be in the neighborhood? I doubt it. But who knows if you talk about adding on years to certain things. Because when we talked about Patrick Mahomes all offseason about him getting his contract and it's going to be $400 million, he was not signing a five-year $400 million contract. That was not going to happen. It was going to have to be structured like this. Yeah, it was going to have to be structured like this. And to tell you the truth, I think he probably could have got more. But, I mean, it's a deal that works for both sides. It is a deal that we know is not going to play out the length. Because of the fact is that they're going to have to restructure. They're going to have to find money some ways. And he's going to be the first one they come to all the time.
Yeah, right. The money's going to get moved around. It's going to get rolled over. It's going to get converted into bonus money. The way the Falcons have dealt with Matt Ryan's money over the last couple of years to make space for other players and other signings is what the Chiefs are going to start doing 3, 4, 5 years from now with Patrick Mahomes. The crazy thing is, they're kind of good for the next 3 or 4 years, though. Like, when you look at what his salary hit is next year, it's like $10 million. Right. Year after that, totally reasonable. Year after that, right on par with what other quarterbacks at the top end are getting. Like, they have the flexibility to keep this unit together. And like you said earlier in the show, Randy, they got 21 of 22 starters returning on this team that won the Super Bowl last year. There's no reason to think that they can't get a little, I don't want to say dynasty because that's an overused word and it's very hard to get to that point. But they can go on a run where they're in the mix every single year for the next 3 to 4 years. And that's what you're doing in the NFL. Trying to do anything further down the road than that or project anything further down the road than that is impossible. Because while you might have Patrick Mahomes, all the other guys at pretty much every position 5 years from now will either be out of the league or on other teams. That's just the way that it works. But if you can guarantee yourself a 5-year window of contention, that's the dream in the NFL.
Well, and then Sean, our underboss, he just texted me, what about Lamar Jackson? If Lamar has another spectacular, the only thing that's going to worry people about Lamar is his style of play. Mm-hmm. We know that. I mean, because there's no such thing as an old running quarterback. And so, you know, and Lamar is going to have to adjust his game as teams start to adjust to what they do. And so, but yeah, let Lamar get him another big year.
Yeah.
You let them get another MVP season. The one thing Lamar has to do, Lamar has to win in the playoffs because that's where quarterbacks are paid to make their money, in the playoffs. You got to win playoff games to get big money. That's what you're supposed to do. I shouldn't say that because there's plenty of money going to quarterbacks.
Yeah, you don't have to. Matthew Stafford's got a pretty solid bank account.
You don't have to.
But
yeah, I would put Lamar in there. And so
Lamar's a great comparison because his first year didn't start, came in the end. Second year won the MVP. If he does what Patrick Mahomes did in his third year and wins a Super Bowl this year, then it's the exact same conversation. And the best similarity, I think, that you brought up earlier, Randy, is The Ravens are a good culture. The Ravens are a well-run organization that would do something smart, like locking up a quarterback for a long time. Whereas, I mean, I think the biggest impediment for Deshaun Watson in Houston is that organization isn't good. It's run by, or at least led by right now, head coach and general manager that seems to be flying by the seat of his pants, making poor decisions. Every single year, it's like Bill O'Brien is one quarter away from getting fired. You know? It's like, oh, well, they came back and won that game, so we'll give him another year. It's like, wait, if you have to boil it down to that, maybe you should move on. Like, if he's hanging by the skin of his teeth every single year, it seems like maybe it's time to move on. Anyway, a couple other things we wanted to mention here before we get back into the Braves in about 10 minutes. Another Cowboy player calling out Jerry Jones, this time Dontari Poe, former Falcon. It was Gerald McCoy earlier, then Dontari Poe says this yesterday. I haven't talked to Jerry at all, but I hope he comes out and shows his support. You're the owner of an NFL team. You get what I'm saying? The majority of his team are people that are being oppressed. So even if you're not going to be on the forefront, we need to know that we have your support in that type of way. Another Cowboy speaking up.
Hey, man. Jerry, I think, when did I see this? 2 weeks ago? I don't want to hear from Jerry. Jerry's silence already tells me what I need to hear. So why do I keep worrying about, or people keep worrying about, Jerry Jones needs to speak? Obviously, Jerry said what he said, and he ain't said nothing. So leave it at that.
Suppose they want him to change, but that seems unlikely.
Man, Jerry ain't changing nothing, man. Jerry ain't changing nothing. Jerry right now is feeling, talking about calling the Hunt family, like, why y'all do me like that?
Yeah, the only talking Jerry's doing right now is to people trying to figure out how he's going to pay Dak Prescott.
Yeah,
that's a great point. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into the Braves. Their schedule was released yesterday. 60-game season. It's going to be a sprint. Does making the playoffs in this odd year silence the Brian Snitker detractors? We'll get into how maybe it should coming up next. Sports. Thank you. Ooh. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The world of sports has changed, and when it comes to Atlanta sports fans, no one keeps you up to date like we can. We're covering what matters here, locally in the world of sports. For continuing updates, keep it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday, 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us at 11:40 every single day. With Brian out over the next 3 days this week, we're going to get Wendy at 10:40, 11:40, 12:40, and 1:40.
So all Wendy all the time.
4 hours of Wendy, which is what the people really want. So we've got that to look forward to for the remainder of the week as well. But the Wendy Zone coming up in 20 minutes. So get back into the most important audio in the world at the top of the noon hour. Before we get there, though, interesting times in Major League Baseball. Certainly interesting times with the Atlanta Braves. And you said this earlier, Randy. If the first 4 days of this return are any indicator of the way this is going to go, this can be a little bit of a bumpy ride. It's been a tough start for the Braves, with four guys testing positive for coronavirus, one of them being Freddie Freeman, and Freddie Freeman having it in a symptomatic way, a way that has knocked him down a little bit and made him quite sick. There was an update on social media today from his wife that says he's feeling better, which is fantastic, and obviously we all hope that that continues to happen and he recovers as quickly as possible, just for the sake of his own health. And then after that, for the sake of the Atlanta Braves as well. But then you got Felix Hernandez opting out over the weekend. You got Nick Markakis opting out yesterday. If we've learned anything at all from baseball in just, I guess it's been 6 days now, is that it's going to be completely unpredictable this season. This season is going to be, I mean, anything that
just
you think
just baseball?
That you have. Right, all of it. All of it is, yeah. Right. All the sports are going to be unpredictable. But the ability to adjust on the fly, I don't even know how you can prepare for that, but the ability to figure out a new plan in the moment is going to be the most important thing you can do. And that's an organizational thing. That's Alex Anthopoulos. That's Brian Snitker. That's all these players. I don't know how you prepare for that, but that's what this season is going to be about, is, all right, we got this obstacle. How do we deal with it? All right, we got that obstacle. How do we deal with it? I'm interested to see how they do it, for sure.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they're. You talk about our Braves. I mean, they're getting, you know, Snickers trying to get him into some kind of normal routine. Thinking that I think sometime this week he said they're going to have like some inner squad kind of inner squad stuff and all those things, because you got to try and find a way to get them back to normal as possible, because considering the fact is that you have to ramp it back up. Now I'm sure these guys have been doing stuff on their own. About Mike Soroka and those guys up at some high school baseball park to get some work in and everything. So they just haven't been completely sitting on their butt, but they haven't been doing the same regimen they would do like during the season. And this is unprecedented time, because we don't know how long it's going to take for a baseball player, especially a pitcher, to feel like the baseball player, the pitcher. You know, I don't anticipate, you know, Mike Soroka going 7 innings on the first game, even if he's pitching well. I mean, I just don't, because it's going to be such a rampant pace. But who knows? Because it's going to be so many short games, they might lengthen the starting rotation and everything. I guess, I mean, if there's anything that is possible at this time. But I think just the uncertainty of not knowing if you're going to have to shut down, not knowing if you get multiple people sick at one time, what do you do? I know they got the taxi squad and all that, but the taxi squad ain't Ronald Acuna. You know what I mean? And we're at a point where – hey, we ain't got time to be taking off. You got 20 games, 20 straight games? Damn. But, I mean, let go.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the grind. That's going to be the grind. It's going to be unprecedented. You're going to be tired. But, I mean, this is what you got to do if you want to get these 60 games in.
I believe that I read this correctly yesterday. 8 teams have a 20 straight day stretch in the season, the Braves being one of them. The Braves have it to start the season. First 20 days of the year, starting on July 23rd, they play. Every single day. That's also a third of the year, which is ridiculous. Their first stretch of games without a day off is a third of the year. It will say this a million times. It's already a cliche, but whatever. It's a sprint. It's not anything like anybody's ever seen before. And then you add into the mix all the other variables that are going to be a part of it. The other thing, too, is we're not even there yet. We're still 2 weeks away from that even starting. Brian Snitker talked yesterday about just trying to keep your eye on the idea that there will be a season.
Well, I mean, what I said yesterday, the closer we get, the more scared I get. I mean, the closer we get, it seems like we're inching towards what we want and what these seasons restarting, the more, I don't know why, the more worried I get. Maybe it is because somebody's, 14 more people tested positive here and all that. But I just look at it that all these leagues, we said it about MLS, I said it about the NBA yesterday, just get us to the site, all right? Just get us to the site, and then we will, you know, then we'll see what we can do. Just get us there. Would you want to play some? You want to play?
I was going to. I imagine, Wendy, there's probably a computer problem. Yeah, let's hear from Snit from yesterday.
It's something we got to push through and weather the storms that, you know, that we're faced with every day. That's probably the biggest new normal, is just you just never know coming in, and it's going to be like that. You know, who's going to be available, who isn't. And I think we talked about just a minute ago that these guys are going to come in and live this. You never know. I mean, the guys are working hard. The energy's good. They're in a good place. And we have to be like that. You have to be like that to prepare.
My question is this, because as much as I think Brian Snitker is a good manager, and I know that you think Brian Snitker is a good manager, there's still plenty of Braves fans that question the decisions that he makes, that don't think he's the right guy for the job. The Dallas Keuchel decision in the playoffs last year was the wrong choice. Like,
yes, it was.
It was absolutely the wrong choice. And if that's something that you can't get over as a Braves fan, okay. Hopefully Brian Snitker can manage his way past that for you. But I just feel like if the criticisms of Snit are on managing your bullpen, knowing when to or when not to pull starting pitchers, knowing how to manipulate your lineup on a given day or give guys rest here and there. Like, all of that is going to be under such a more intense microscope this season in a small year. And again, there's going to be things that come up that we can't even talk about today because they're unpredictable. You can't even say, if Snit can do this well, then he's going to be well-suited to have this season. The thing that's going to define teams that have success this year, I think, are a couple of different things. Luck and the ability to stay healthy. Like, that's just the bottom line. Like, if Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies and Freddie, when he gets healthy, if those guys can stay on the field, both from injury and from COVID, you have a much better chance of winning. But also your ability to deal with the issues when they happen. And I don't know who's well-suited to do that. If Brian Snitker manages this season and manages this team into the playoffs, though, with who knows what bumps are ahead in this road, I don't know where the criticisms come from at that point. Like, if he's able to handle this thing in this weird year that it's going to be, and go to the playoffs again, which would be the third straight year. Like, I mean, obviously, win a playoff series when you get there. That's the expectation that everyone has right now. But I think Brian Snitker has the ability to prove to people that he can do some of those things that people don't think that he can.
There's
in this
criticism everywhere, Bunk. Hell, they're criticizing damn Patrick Mahomes for getting paid over $400 million. Somebody will find something wrong. All right.
And well, of course they will.
The thing with Snick is, and when we talked to Chip Carey about this, you know, he knows his players. He knows his player better than we do. All things. You're absolutely right. That Dallas Keuchel move was awful. It was an awful move, and it kind of got him behind that eight ball and everything. But yeah, I mean, but the one thing about it is that he's not alone in this. There's 29 other managers that are going through this too, right? So everybody's. Yes. I mean, these are the things that everybody is going to have to adjust on the fly as far as who gets sick or you know, damn, how much am I going to play him? When do I need to rest him? I think
some people have to be better at it than others.
So
right?
I agree. When do I put him at the DH? I think the DH is going to help a lot
sure,
in the National
absolutely.
League. I think it's going to help a lot because one thing it's going to do is going to take the bat out of the pitcher's hand. And that's the thing. That's one of the most important things. And now you can add that extra big bat that the Braves have plenty of guys that can rotate in that spot. So, I mean, if you don't want Ronnie to play all 20 straight games, well, you can DH him, you know, or do something like that. So, I mean, I'm excited to see how this works. I'm a little going to be real interested to see how you do work your rotations and things like that because it is going to be different. It's going to, like, usually when a pitcher pitches four innings, you're mad. Now you're like, okay, can we get him to four? You know, can we keep him under, what, 50 pitches? I don't know. I mean, what's going to be more, the innings or the pitches? I'm sure the pitches, if you're in the third inning and you're, like, up there, might want to give him a break. So,
yeah, I mean,
all that is subject for interpretation, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the I'm sure that they have an idea of how they want to use these guys and how they want to bring them along as the season goes. Whatever it is. Okay, you get 45 pitches in your first start. You get 50 pitches in your second start. But all that has to be written in pencil too. Like all of that is adjustable if a circumstance comes up where all right, we're in a situation where he's got to go a couple more today or we got to scale it back because he's not coming along the way that we thought that he would. Like, it's just, the point is just like trying to prepare for this thing is almost impossible. Basically, you just have to enter every single day with an open mind and the ability to be nimble and the ability to adjust on the fly in a way that in baseball, 162 games, you can be a mediocre manager. And if you have good talent, you're, team's probably going to win enough games to get you to the playoffs. And I would assume that would be what some Braves fans would say about Brian Snitker. It's like, well, yeah, he's got all these guys. Of course he's going to be able to win 97 games last year. If he was more tactful, then he would have done this, that, or the other thing, and they would have gone further in the playoffs. And maybe that's true. Maybe we'll find out this year that some of these in-game decisions, when they are magnified the way that they are, and all these choices that you have to make to take advantage of this shortened season, maybe we will find out that Brian Snitker isn't great at that kind of stuff. I mean, it's possible.
Are they wrong? Are they wrong?
They're not wrong about some of the criticisms that we laid out earlier are totally fair. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. They're fair. I'm just saying this is going to be a real litmus test. Like with everything so much more important and so much more ramped up in a small season, all the good decisions are going to be magnified. All the bad decisions are going to be magnified, and you're going to find out. I think it's Brian's, one way or the other, I think it's Brian Snicker's chance to really show whether or not all those detractors are right or whether or not maybe he's got a little bit better of an idea of what he's doing than some people give him credit for.
Well, we'll see, brother. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to see a lot about Brian Snitker and what he's able to do because it's going to be hiccup after hiccup. And after 4 days, man, the Braves ain't looking too weird right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a baseball season where decision-making – is at such a premium. And look, I think Brian Snitker is a good decision maker. I think he knows his team. We'll find out. We'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us next. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com app.
Carol Baskin is the crazy woman. She lives in Florida. She has beef with Joe Exotic. She loves big cats. She may have killed her husband. At least
ain't no man in it. She fed him.
Definitely fed her husband to a tiger.
We don't know that to be true, but people found it very strange yesterday when she sent this message to Zion Williamson.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin at Big Cat Rescue, and our guy Zion is turning 20 years old. The cool cats and kittens at Overtime have loved watching you play and grow over the years and can't wait to watch you dunk on everybody in Orlando. We're always rooting for the coolest cat around, and that's Big Z. Stay cool.
Go to hell, cat. Go to hell, woman.
God, that's so somewhere. Creepy, man.
Just
like,
go somewhere, all right?
Oh, you cool.
My skin is crawling. My skin's crawling.
Man. You done fed one husband, and the other one, you walk around on a leash. I mean, get the hell, man, please, Carol.
Yeah. God, stay away from Zion, and Zion, stay away from Carol. Don't go down there when you're down there. You know what's weird about those Netflix documentaries about crazy people is we get, like, transported into their world briefly for however long it is that you watch the documentary. And that thing was, what, 7 episodes? So if you flew through it in a day, you might have. It took us, like, a week to watch it. But then you go back to your life. You forget that those people are just still existing. Like,
yes.
Carol Baskin still gets up every day and does her weird, cool cats and kittens video. And the other weird stuff they do down there at her tiger rescue place. Like, I don't know. Something about that reality that she, whatever, like right now, she's making that husband of hers do something super weird.
Yeah.
Like as we speak. Ugh.
They're a very strange couple. I mean, yes. I think wasn't one of their wedding photos like on the beach and he was with the leash and the collar?
Yes. She was walking absolutely. On the beach? Yes, that is what happened. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It seemed like all of those places, the Joe Exotic place, Carol Baskin's place, the other guy who was basically running a cult, it was basically all just a front for weird sex stuff. Like, all of it. It was all weird sex stuff, which is what they were doing. Yeah, a bunch of freaks.
Bunch of damn freaks.
Bunch of freaky weirdos. Stay away from Zion, all right? Keep Zion out of this.
Who would you want to wish you a happy birthday? Like, I'm sure Zion didn't want Carol Baskin wishing him a happy birthday, but if you could have, like, an athlete or your favorite celebrity wish you a happy birthday via video, who would you choose?
I would have loved back in it. I mean, he been dead, but I would love to get a happy birthday from like James Brown.
Mm. Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
I'd take a happy birthday from Felix. Felix Hernandez would be a good one.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, he's not playing this year. He's not a Brave right now.
Well, you know,
I would like a happy birthday from Felix.
I mean, we could always get Jeff Francoeur.
Here we go back with this, Andy.
What?
Let it go.
I'm not going to let it go. What should I let go? What are you asking me to let go?
The fact that Felix ain't pitching, man.
Why would I let that go? It's sad. I'm bummed out.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is sad.
And Felix, I was happy for you, Andy, but I was happy that you were happy. And whenever you're happy, Andy, damn it, I'm happy too. And when you're disappointed, Andy, I'm disappointed too. Man, Felix wasn't going to do nothing this year, man. Let's just keep 100, man.
Oh, my God. Stop
it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He was going to be a solid back end of the rotation guy. Bite your tongue, Randy.
Are you still upset today, Andy?
Yeah, yes. I am. Like, I support Felix's decision. Of course I support his decision. He's doing it for his family. He's got money in the bank. He's good to go. I wanted to see him play. I wanted to see Felix pitch. The redemption story. Felix Hernandez unceremoniously released by the Seattle Mariners after he chose them over free agency time after time. And then they kicked him to the curb. And now he had a chance to prove to them that they were wrong. I wanted to see it, especially here in Atlanta. It would have been beautiful.
All right, another story I want to get to. Carlos Correa, shortstop for the Houston Astros, setting some guidelines with his wife. You know, MLB has a ton of protocols. Players are getting tested for coronavirus, and he obviously has the chance to play this season if he wants to, but he has chosen he is going to play this season. Now, just note that his wife, Daniela Correa, she was Miss Texas USA in 2016. She describes herself as a lifestyle and beauty vlogger. So I'm just wondering how this conversation Carlos had with his wife went down. And then I want to know how you guys would start the conversation with your wife. Here are the guidelines that Carlos has set.
It's up to us, you know what I mean? It's to us players on what we do when we leave the stadium. I feel like if you go home, there's going to be a really low chance that you can contract COVID, you know what I mean? Especially you know, nobody in your household is going out either. So, you know, when I talk to my wife, she knows, you know, no getting your nails done, not getting your hair done right now. It's only 2 months. So we're going to be home. We're going to stay here, and we're going to focus on the baseball season. And once everything is done, then you can go get your nails done and do everything else.
So no hair, no nails, but she is essentially an Instagram model. So just wondering how that's going to work over the next 2 months.
Well, she nice on the eyes, man. She seemed like she's the type of lady, unless she, you know, Instagrammed up, that she's just a naturally pretty woman. I saw a picture of her, like she's a nice looking lady. I like to put up, as men, we portray this. This is my house. This is my, I can tell my woman what to do. I don't tell my woman what to do because I don't feel like, because me and Andy, we kind of in the same boat. Like, I'm the man. This I run stuff. I'm the protector of this house. All right. But I don't like boss my wife around, because the one thing, men, that we know, that if we get our wife upset, your wife's mood upsets the whole house. The whole house is jacked up if the missus is upset. I could be mad around here all day, slamming doors, huffing and puffing and all that, and nobody will pay me any damn attention. You let the missus get upset, and everybody walk around, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You know, so,
yeah.
I mean,
there's only two people that live here, and we have that happen. Like, Boone will walk up to me and be like, what's wrong? What's going on? Why is she unhappy? Fix this. Like, this is like awkward for everybody.
Everything is awkward. Everything thrown off when mama upset. Daddy get mad. Everybody, ooh, all right, daddy.
Yeah. The other thing, though, too, is over here is, like, Ashley's just smarter than me, by and large. So, like.
No, she's not, Andy.
Oh yes, she is. And if going out and about is dangerous, she's not going out and about. Now, we're in a different situation because she's pregnant and all that, but she's not going to the hair salon. I told you earlier in the show, she's going to cut my hair tonight. That's where things have gotten to at our house. She YouTubed a video to figure out how to give a haircut. Now, I offered the same thing to her. She declined.
Oh, hell no.
I said, I'll give you a haircut. Yeah, that's not happening. We'll come back. We'll get to what's the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.